Ah, that was Miss You, Rolling Stones. Well, we don't miss the ticket office anymore because it's open at Cambridge Station. And Ollie Trezise, he is the operations manager for the City Pub Group, is here with me now. Good morning.
Hi, morning.
Very nice to have you here. Nice to have a new restaurant and pub opening up there.
Yes.
It's taken a while, hasn't it? You've had some renovations. What was the start of this?
Well, the start was, it's obviously a building owned by the Greater Anglia company, so they had it sort of sitting relatively empty, I think, and thought this is a bit of a waste of a beautiful old space and building, so went out looking for people to come in and open something. So we put a little plan together, thought it'd make a great pub, nice sort of classic old
It's quite intimate, isn't it?
Pub.
It's quite a nice intimate.
It's lovely, yeah.
Not too big to get lost in.
Exactly. It's sort of, and you're close enough and you can prop up the bar and have a chat with the bar team.
Oh, we like to prop up the bar, don't we?
And you're literally probably a 30-second dash from the platform, so you can't, unfortunately, hop through one of our windows to the platform, but you're not far off. So,
or you can't say you can't miss the train because
yes,
it's that close.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you might, hopefully you get so relaxed and calm and overjoyed by the amounts you can eat and drink that you might have a chance of missing it, but it's not, we don't hold liability for any missed trains.
no, absolutely not. I'm sure, but the unique part for me is that you are offering discounts for NHS staff, police and firefighters. I think that's rather nice, actually.
Well, yeah, basically our key workers sort of program we call it, and we just kind of, we've got a few pubs dotted around Cambridge and Norwich and a few in London, and we just thought, actually, you know, they have a pretty tough time of it, and it's a nice little gesture, and it's not limited to, it's not just Sunday nights when, you know, we invariably are a bit quieter. It's 7 days a week, all day, every day. 10% discount, you sign up via our app, download it, and then you get a little badge pop up saying you're a key worker, and go in, show it to the team, and as simple as that, really. So it's really nice. It's been really nicely received.
That is a very nice touch. I like that very much. Now, talking of discounts, though, for us as well, if you download the app, as you say, you can build up a discount at this place too, can't you?
Yeah, you can. It's really good, actually. There's sort of a few of these about at the moment. We think ours is really good. It's called City Club. If you go to cityclubapp.com, you can download it on Android or App Store. You download it, you sort of fire in your details, and then basically you can go into the old ticket office, open up a tab, pay via the app, and every time you pay for something via it, you kind of gather points. And it's actually really quite generous. If you were to say probably spend around 50 quid, you'd get probably a free pint. Mm. So if you come in for a meal, you know, you can come back and have a drink on us. That's kind of how
I rather like those. I love building up apps. It's quite a challenge for people in some ways. It's quite a good idea. I remember when the British Airways used to do that. You used to buy something in the supermarket and I got free flights.
Yes.
That was years ago, but I still love that challenge of being able to do that. And an app is brilliant. We all use apps.
Yeah. So well, it's sort of the way it's going, and it's quite quick and easy, and we've got some pubs with bedrooms, so you might even build up to a free stay at one of those. So it's
excellent. Yeah, it's really good. So let's talk about what's on offer. We've already mentioned cream teas, afternoon teas rather. I shouldn't say cream teas, afternoon teas. And that's between 2 and 4:30.
Yes.
What else do you have on offer? Fish and chips are here as well.
Yeah, so we're kind of pretty much an all-day pub, really. So we open at 10 every day. We do a lovely little brunch menu, 10 till 12, Monday to Friday, and we actually extend that 10 till 5 for those not quite so early risers at the weekends. And then from 12 onwards all the way through the day, we have really nice snack menus. We've got some homemade sort of things like sausage rolls, scotch eggs on the bar that you can just sort of grab if you're in a rush, brownies, homemade donuts, which are proving very popular. And then in the evenings, all through the day, we have things like the fish and chips, your classic pub grub, your really nice burgers. But then we do some little fancier things, like sort of sea bream and some nice roasted lamb chops and things like that. So, and then our pub afternoon tea, you mentioned, a bit of a take on an afternoon tea. So you can have things like the sausage rolls with some homemade cakes and bits and bobs. So it's really nice.
I'd stop for anything for afternoon tea. Now, your interior is really lovely, actually. It's all wood, and you've got some tiles, and it's a wood floor and green. I love that colour. Mm. And who designed that? What was the thinking behind that?
A bit of a collaborative project. A few of us, basically, it's not quite as organised as it might sound. A few of us sit around a table at the start and sort of brainstorm what we'd like. And we looked at, you know, we try and because it's such a beautiful building, high ceilings, cornicing and so on. So we thought we'd certainly want to retain those and accentuate those. We've built a beautiful oak bar, sort of full of, we've got 16 keg beers, 5 cask beers, wines galore, cocktails. So we wanted the bar to be the real hero, and that's kind of where it started. So you walk in and immediately see that. And then the kind of colours, the green's kind of the real statement, I suppose. But it's kind of got a bit of a historical... Everyone says it looks like Percy out of Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh, that's excellent.
That wasn't our absolute inspiration, but it's quite nice that it works in with that too. So, yeah, so then you just start piecing it together, and we've got some lovely old train memorabilia.
I just saw on the picture you've got like a ticket...
ticket sort of...
log.
You put your ticket stubs in it. Lots of really nice stuff like that, and some, you know, mind the train signs and things. So it's good fun. We try and, you know, hopefully you come in and there's lots to look at and see, plenty to eat and drink, and you kind of just quite an enjoyable experience.
So you opened up on Friday.
Yes.
And then you had the weekend. What's been the feedback so far?
Invariably very good. Yeah, before Friday, we'd done sort of 3 or 4 days of practicing where we asked for guinea pigs and friends and family to come and tell us no holds barred what they thought. So
good idea,
we tried to iron out as many little chinks as possible. There's the odd one, but no, really, really good. It's been really busy, lots of nice feedback. So we're incredibly pleased. The team have done incredibly well. We've got great management team, head chef, and all the new guys. You know, some it's the first time they worked in the pub, for others, they're quite experienced, so they've all worked really hard to get the place going. And the main thing is that everyone said how nice the team are, and that's cool. That's the best bit.
Now, really. Have you had the most important people? Obviously, the train staff.
Yes.
Have they been in to visit?
Yeah, they're all
captain
sort of drifting
or
in.
The station manager.
Yes, we have. The first day, actually, everyone sort of came streaming in to have a look, and they've been really supportive. And so many people saying, I used to have an office over there, or I used to come in here because I think it was potentially the refreshment canteen for a little while. So everyone knows the building and are kind of amazed at it looking so glorious.
Well, it's nice because most of the other part of the plaza, the square, is quite modern, which is still lovely. Mm. But it's really nice to have something that is quite an old building. It's got history to it. You feel probably quite a lot of atmosphere inside, actually, as well.
We're very... proud, actually, and really pleased that it's a beautiful old space, and it sets itself apart from the others. It's a nice, it's coming, turning into a really lovely area, though. Lots of, you know, there's obviously another pub nearby, lots of eateries, there's some new places opening up, so I think it's going to become a bit of a hub, you know, which makes sense being near the station. So us being a lovely little old building in the corner suits us quite nicely.
And what about to work there? How do you advertise if people are interested in coming to work for you, particularly at the station?
Yeah, there's if you go to our website, there's a join us. I can't remember the exact website, but there's a little click through, so you can send over your details. You can pop in, say hello, which is always quite a nice way of doing it, and drop a CV in. And just tell us a bit about why you want to work for us and work there. And it really suits, I think, the station, because people can whiz in and out on trains from the various towns and villages nearby. So,
well, I wish you all the best for that.
Thank you very much.
Something that I definitely will. It has something for everybody, especially the afternoon teas. Thank you very much, Ollie Trezett.
Perfect.
It's really lovely to have you here, and good luck with it.
Great. Thank you very much.